Hello, and welcome back to my podcast. This is Tessa Dawson, and today we will be interviewing a local principal, Georgiana Dawson, to hear about technology uses in the classroom of an actual elementary school. Let's get started.
What would you say is the most important piece of technology your staff uses in the classroom?
Well, I think that's a really interesting question, just because I think most people would think it would be the front display. You know, so state-of-the-art classrooms have a front display, whether that's a smart board or a smart TV or something along those lines. But really, the most important piece of technology is their laptop or their station, their desktop station, because that's where they do their planning. That's where they access all the different platforms that children are going to access. But more importantly, it's the student's laptop that is probably the key to online learning. And then whether or not they have access to what's being offered. So, you know, I think about all the things that we've had to deal with COVID-19 and going between in-person and hybrid learning or completely remote. There's some significant challenges with children being able to access learning through technology. And so that's, I would say it's the laptop. It's the thing that provides the access to the learning.
Is it important to you and your staff to be implementing technology into education?
Prior to COVID-19, it was important, but not as important as other things. So really the most important thing to me is the relationship that teachers have with the students and the relationship we have with all people, right? So any learning is going to start with that relationship. And technology can be a way to promote that relationship or hurt that relationship. So again, I would start with what's the culture of the school. And then once that's established, we can add in tech use. And tech use should be transformative. It should not be just to do research or to write a paper. It should be challenging students and teachers to think differently about their world, to connect with others in different ways, to think at a higher level and more creatively. So I think it really, tech can really enhance a student's experience in the classroom. It can also hinder it. So there's a balance between using technology wisely and overusing it. And I do think that there's an age at which technology becomes much more meaningful. So for example, our preschoolers, our kindergartners, our first graders, really, I've been proud of them for how they've accessed their learning. But that's really how we're using technology for them, is access to learning. It isn't what I see at second, third, fourth, and fifth grade. Second, third, fourth, and fifth are more, they're just more independent, and I think they can get more out of using technology than our littles.
This year, have your teachers been able to build those relationships online with kids then, if that's typically the most important in the classroom?
Well, we started the year being mindful of the challenge that was ahead of us, and we created one-on-one appointments with children and their families so that we knew that, number one, they all had access to learning. Number two, they knew how to use the tool, and that caregiver, the parent, the guardian, really understood the different platforms the teachers would be using and how they would establish that learning at home. And then we have all of my teachers are amazing. They all have office hours, which supports the family. If we support the family, that relationship grows, because then, you know, we have family members talking about this wonderful person called teacher, right? And the child will key into that. And so it's just been a different way of creating relationships. It is the one thing that all of my teachers worried about as we entered into this school year, was how in the world are we going to create the kind of relationships we need. I could tell you stories about some of the things that I'm getting a little teary about it, actually, about how my teachers have done these special little things for the children to help them feel like they're part of a community. We have an everyday class meeting. So when we're in the AB model, and only half the children are in the room and half are at home, we have a class meeting that includes all the children. So the children sitting in the classroom and the children at home. And that is a very difficult thing for a teacher to do. It's not easy to be managing, you know, kindergartners and also be tapping into the children who are at home and waiting for them to get online, because everybody has their own schedule. And the children can't tell time, so, you know, so they're very dependent on that adult at home to get them into their meeting at the right time. At the upper grades, it's a little bit easier, but at the same time, we're doing that same consistent practice of, this is when our class meeting is, it's the same time across the building, so that families have that as a marked time in their day and an important time. But so there's just different layers that we've utilized to create those relationships and access to education through technology.
How do you and your staff learn how to use new technology tools that are implemented into the classrooms?
So there's multiple ways that we do that. We have, our district is very progressive when it comes to tech use, and we have folks that are trained in all the different platforms that we use as a district. So there's these very formal trainings that are offered by our district, and any teacher can tap into those based on their own curiosity. So that's one level of professional development, and how a teacher might build their skills on tech use. And there's actually these pathways that they've created. So for some, they really want to train others, so they can take a pathway towards being a trainer of others in using different tech tools. They can also take a pathway that, no, I just want to use this in my classroom, and I'm not interested in teaching others how to use this, you know, other than, you know, other adults is what I mean. So there's just this very formal system that you can utilize to create opportunities for teachers to build their skills. There's building level professional development. So this week I have someone coming in to train our whole staff on a particular platform, because it's super useful, and I think the teachers would really key into it, and that's Pear Deck. And how can I use Pear Deck to up my assessment and know really what children can do? So we're going to all be taking a course in Pear Deck. So there's these needs that emerge as you see teachers in practice, and they ask for things. You know, I'd really like to know how to use this, and I think our whole staff would benefit. So we infuse that into professional development. And sometimes those feel a little bit like a drive-by. So, you know, we try to find people who are already using it in our building that can support implementation. Because you can sit in an hour-long meeting or professional development and learn about something, and it never shows up in the classroom. And really, that's the end game. You want it to show up in the classroom. You want teachers to use it and find it useful to them. The third way is, and this is, I would say this training is also fits in this category, but a just-in-time training, you know, where, so a just-in-time training for us this year was, how do I use Teams or actually that started last March, right? How do I use Google Meets? What's the difference? Which one do I want to prefer? Are we going to do this as a whole building, or are we going to allow certain teachers to use a platform that they're well-versed in and not, you know, not use the same platform as everybody else? We went with using Teams as a building, and we made that decision on a few factors, but mostly we decided to walk as one for families, because what you have to think about is families are navigating maybe 2, 3, 4 children, and you know, if they're in the lower grades, the adult super, you know, that person caregiving has to be the one that gets children into those meetings and has to know how to use that. So anyway, going back to the just-in-time training, and that's an example of a just-in-time training that we all needed to know how to use these platforms. The other thing I'd say is some of it is simply I have to figure this out. I have to figure out how to use this. And I built a Google site, which I had never done that before. But that has been one of the greatest tools I've used as a leader, because every schedule, all of our communications, anytime we make a decision through our shared leadership team, I have put that on our Google site, and teachers can go to that Google site, and it's organized in such a way that they can find the information that they need rather than searching an email or, you know, when did principal put this out? Where do I find that again? I've just given them this one place for them to go to find what they need as far as information. So, but there's so many ways that teachers can search out professional development and tech use. So those are just some of the ways that we're using right now.
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate your answers.
Thank you for the interview.
Well, that concludes our interview for today. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you join us again next week.